people would use one of them horseshoes and maybe have up three of them. I've seen it when I was a little boy. In houses. In our home house. Now, I don't know, it seemed like whether it was to keep out ghosts or what, but they would have them placed in houses, about three of them maybe. About, you know, in
hanging
places.
Up
hanging up in the house.
Where would they hang?
How was that?
Over the door?
Oh, they would just have them tied with something, you know.
A
just
string, you know.
String, like I might use my hand up like this. Mm-hmm. In on the walls, tie a string.
Would and, there be any special place on the wall?
Well, it seemed to me like they would have a special place, but I can't recall what part of the house.
I thought they'd hang them on the, out on the door.
Well,
yeah, outside, yeah. You know, over the.
They'd hang them somewhere over the doors. I don't know whether they called it to keep out ghosts or what. But they hung them. And they hung them that way for years, what I'm talking about.
Old folks back in them days.
Old people in them days.
They believe in ghosts.
And I think...
But the children would never throw them, and so they could bring it
when the children wasn't up around for the children to throw them, I tell you. His home, he, no. Where he lived, they didn't have no halters since you.
In them times.
You know. I see. When people put horseshoes on their horses, where would they go for that?
Go to what we call a blacksmith shop over here in town.
It would be in town?
Yes.
And how would he how would he work that? How did he make the shoe fit the horse?
He had what we call, I believe it was an anvil, and then he'd carry that shoe, you know, and place it on that horse, and then he'd go back to that anvil, and he'd know what size to that would fit it. Then he'd go back and take those nails, horseshoe nails we call it, nail that shoe on that horse. And then that old one would take off, that's what I'm talking about, they'd bring them back. Older people would get those shoes. If they didn't get to town, somebody would be picking up some of them old shoes they taking off of those horses. Mm-hmm. Them old shoes.
And they
put on new.
They'd just be worn? Is that, they'd just be thin?
That's right. Be worn too thin to be used. Mm-hmm. That's when they go there and take them off right over here in town.
And how would you get the shoe on the horse? Would you
Well, he had a hammer. Mm-hmm. He'd drive those nails, you see. And then you see him break them off like that, with that hammer, you know, spur on the hammer.
Right on the bottom of the horse's
foot. He'd go back to that horse and hold his foot up.
Tied up.
He had one of those little aprons, you know, and he'd go back there and get behind that horse and get that shoe and get that foot up. Mm-hmm. Take that hammer. Mm-hmm. And he had something to drive to take them shoes off. Mm-hmm. And he'd take that hammer and hit each one of those nails. Then he'd take that hammer, another hammer, and not in a hammer, but there's a concern that he could just hook under that and get them off in the wind.
Did he ever call the horse's foot, actually the foot is the leg and then the foot and then what's underneath the foot
What did he call that?
That bony part underneath the foot.
Yeah, the part of where he'd bend it.
Yes, he'd have the horse's leg and then the foot.
Uh-huh.
And then what's that bony part under the foot that you nail real hard?
Well, I don't know. Let's see. You got
come on, and down here, the hard of your foot?
Mm. The tough part of that foot.
Right. What do they have a name for that tough part?
Well, I never did hear that name called. But they'd catch that tough part of that foot, and that's where they are nailed on and where they were pulled off, the old ones.